I have here the 14 healthiest foods at fast food restaurants. Now, so, you know, a lot of us every once in a while enjoy some fast food. Some people enjoy fast food more than other people and more often than other people, which is certainly the case. And if you're going to go for the fast food, if you're if you don't have time to grab something healthy to eat and you're in a hurry, a lot of people opt for, okay, look, I'm here. I got a drive through. There's a drive through there. I have to have something to eat. So I'm just going to hit the drive through and do the fast food. Well, I happen to have some of the healthiest foods that you can get at famous fast food restaurants. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. What do you usually opt for when you go to the famous, you know, fast food chains? Is there one, you know, sandwich or meal that you get when you go to these places? But if you want to watch your intake of crappy food, you might want to maybe take a little note here on what to get. So here are the healthiest foods that you can get at fast food restaurants. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Let's see, Arby's. If you go to Arby's, and you know, there's not as many Arby's in the city as there used to be. I mean, there are barely any Arby's in the city. There used to be so many more. And I love Arby's, I do. But yeah, they closed them all down. There used to be one over on Peterson. There was one at Addison and Harlem. Irving and Harlem, right between Addison and Irving, right, Dan? It was south of Irving on Harlem.
Correct. Yeah, right by the fire station.
Yeah. And that was there for a long time. That's gone. There were some in the Loop that are gone. I think the one in Merchandise, I haven't been to Merchandise Mart in a long time, but I think the one at Merchandise Mart is still there. That's the one that I used to go to when I could go to Arby's. Arby's, you would think Arby's not the healthiest thing in the world. Well, actually, a lot of these fast food places aren't the healthiest thing in the world, but Arby's, you should get, if you're going to go to Arby's, the healthiest choice for you is the roast turkey and Swiss wrap. The roast turkey and Swiss wrap. That seems to be the one that you have to go to if you're looking for, if you're trying to be health conscious while you're eating fast food. It says, you might think the Market Fresh sandwiches are the best choice on the menu, but at 640 to 800 calories a pop, there are better choices to be made. Opt instead for a roast turkey and Swiss wrap and save 120 calories automatically. If you're looking for a sandwich and a side, order the original roast beef sandwich and a chopped side salad. Combined, they provide 430 calories, 17 grams of fat, and 28 grams of protein. And while they may look tempting, avoid the large curly fries. You'll spend the next 100 miles trying to figure out how to burn off an extra 650 calories you just consumed.
But they're so good.
I know, the curly fries are great. That's not the way to go, though, Esmeralda. If you're going to go to Arby's, there's no Arby's anywhere in the city. I was just trying to discuss that.
I don't think so. I heard you say Merchandise Mart. That one's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, they've revamped that whole...
The food court's completely
food
different
court.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the roast turkey and Swiss wrap is the way to go, Esmeralda.
No.
That's...
I am a fan of the chicken salad sandwich. The Market Fresh.
Oh, the Market Fresh chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah.
I've never had it. It's good?
I mean, yeah, it's just a nice deli sandwich type of thing.
I'm when it comes to Arby's, it's the beef and cheddar for me. It's the beef and cheddar. It's the onion roll with the liquid cheese sauce on it and the Arby's sauce.
I'm not the biggest fan of hot sandwiches.
Oh, you like your cold deli sandwich.
Like, I don't like Quiznos.
Oh, I see.
Never enjoyed them.
So, like Potbellies, you don't like Potbellies because they throw it through the toaster?
That's fine, but I don't like their bread.
You don't like Potbellies bread?
No, it's too tough.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. Paninis, I love paninis.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're like those big kind of sub-like sandwiches and mm-hmm. they toast them, it's like, no. Because then you get mouth beef.
Mouth? Oh, I get. Okay, I know what you're saying.
It rips up the roof of your mouth.
Right.
Terrible.
Mouth beef.
Yeah, you know, I looked it up once.
Mouth beef?
It's called mouth beef.
Mouth beef also hangs out with Broccoli Rob. Yeah, man! Broccoli Rob and mouth beef. All right. All right, if you go to Burger King, this one is kind of surprising to me. The healthiest option, according to this, is Whopper Jr. How can that be the healthiest option? Because it's not
grilled, right?
It's not as big as a Whopper?
Probably. Are they grilled or is that just...
That's flame broiled.
Is that true or is it just a smoke?
No. That's true. It is true. Oh. They have they stick it in a flame broiler and it comes out and it's in a conveyor belt. And that's how they get the patties cooked. And it is actually flame broiled.
Well, that seems healthier.
Yeah, than...
Than a griddle.
Than a griddle, sure. It says, you probably realize that the Whopper is not health food, but what other items are there on the menu? Well, you have the veggie burger, which packs a caloric punch thanks to the cheese and mayo, and the grilled chicken sandwich comes out at 480 calories. You're better off with getting a Whopper Jr. without cheese or mayo, which tallies up to 240 calories. Well, sure, there's no cheese and mayo on it.
That sounds like a sad sandwich.
Yeah.
You need some sort of, not liquid, but a wet medium.
Condiment?
Yeah, mayo or some cheese, some melty cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, but the
one is just dry.
Exactly. Whopper Jr. Make sure you don't. I mean, sure, of course. You could ask for, you could get a sandwich and say, yeah, don't put mayonnaise, don't put cheese on it. You know, hold this and hold that. And then, sure, you can order that and it'll be healthy, but it won't, you know, it won't taste good, which is.
I would say do one or the other.
What do you mean?
Cheese.
Or mayo. Choose which one you would have. I would choose cheese over mayo.
Don't deprive yourself of life.
Yeah. I would choose, if I had to choose, I would choose cheese over mayo.
And if anything, I would say, because you can have it your way.
Yeah.
Lettuce wrap.
Oh, and the lettuce wrap.
There you go.
Okay.
Cut all those carbs.
Cut the carbs, man. All right. Dunkin' Donuts. This is your healthiest food to have at Dunkin' Donuts. This is, I guess, sandwiches, because they're not going to talk about donuts, right? Ham, egg, and cheese wake-up wrap.
Those are the best.
Are they? And they're cheap, too,
delicious.
Right?
Delicious,
yeah.
They
they're like a buck or something?
If you get just the egg and cheese right now, they're like, I think, $2 for two.
Ham, egg, and cheese wake-up wrap is what they say. While you'll want to skip the donuts and the crullers, you should also steer clear of sausage, egg, and cheese on the croissant. It comes in at over 650 calories. But there are healthier options available at Dunkin' Donuts. The ham, egg, and cheese wake-up wrap contains 170 calories, yet comes with 10 grams of protein, so you'll get more than just fat and sugar that donuts provide. As for drinks, save yourself some serious calories by skipping the culotta drinks and ordering a fresh brewed coffee with a splash of skim milk.
Yeah, those wake-up wraps are delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know, they somehow... You know, they shove them in those weird little conveyor belt ovens.
Yeah, you stick them in the little oven there. Yeah,
you think nothing good can come of that.
Right.
And they come out crispy at the edges, and the cheese is insanely melty.
I've always thought that Dunkin' Donuts had good sandwiches. You know, years ago, I used to live like right by a Dunkin' Donuts on Addison. There's one at Addison and Lincoln, the corner of Addison and Lincoln and Ravenswood right there. I think it's still there. It's next to the burrito place, which is one of the best burrito places in the city, the one on Lincoln near Addison. It's right next to the Dunkin' Donuts. And but yeah, they used to have soup at Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
They had a soup of the day, and they used to have like a chicken noodle, and you would get and it was really good too. And I remember going over there a lot, cuz I lived right down the street. And I would go walk over there a lot, and I was obsessed with the soup. This was like in the 70s and in the early 80s, so it was a long, long time ago. But they had soup, and you would get a nice piece of bread and butter with it. And you know, I don't know if they still have, I don't think they have soup anymore at Dunkin' Donuts. But there was a period of time when they had soup, and it was good soup.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the stuff that comes out of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
They've
really expanded over the years.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and they still sell veggie. They do a veggie omelet in the wake-up wrap sometimes.
Do they? Turkey sausage?
Oh, the sausage is so good.
Yeah, I haven't had the turkey sausage because I opt for the real stuff whenever I have like a breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I usually get the regular sausage. So, all right. Let's take a quick break here. And I'm telling you how you can eat healthy at a fast food place. I'm not telling you. This article is, because I don't know. All right, we'll take a break here. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. and Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up for your regular Friday morning. And we're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, starts at 6 for your morning drive. It's going to be a hot weekend, everybody. Stay indoors if you can. Stay out of the. If you have to be outside, hydrate and do all that stuff that you're supposed to do, and we'll get through this hot weekend. So there you go, everybody else. Be careful. So we're talking about the healthiest options for fast food places. And Esmeralda and I were discussing how good Dunkin' Donuts is now. How much we enjoy their sandwiches and stuff. And I miss their soups. So, yeah, it was a long time ago when they had soups. Yeah, I mean, it was like that was like the 70s into the early 80s, I think it was when they had soups. That was a long, long time ago. All right, KFC. Now, you've never been to KFC, Esmeralda. Again,
I have not.
We are always fascinated by the fact that you've never been to KFC.
They're coming out with something new, aren't they?
Are they?
Only because V was like, oh, now's our chance.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, you could just, you could just try like their regular chicken. I know you like Popeyes, which is understandable because Popeyes has very good chicken. But here's what they say. The grilled chicken breast at KFC. That's the way to go. The grilled chicken breast. Of course, you can't get anything fried. That's not, that's out right there. Choose a chicken breast without skin or breading. For additional calorie savings, order a grilled chicken breast that has 180 calories and 6 grams of fat. As for sides, choose from green beans, corn on the cob, or mashed potatoes, but hold that gravy. Well, sure, the best part of the...
No.
The best part of the mashed potatoes at KFC is the gravy.
By the way, it's a pickle fried sandwich.
A pickle fried sandwich?
Pickle fried chicken, sorry.
Pickle fried chicken? What does that mean?
So it's covered in a dill pickle sauce.
So it's fried and then covered in a dill pickle sauce?
Yeah. That's okay. The new thing.
All right. All right. I would try that. And then I would get the pickle slushy from wash it down with a pickle slushy from
sodium levels
Sonic.
Would be off the charts.
Each of these sides comes in at under 100 calories. Skip the biscuit. And you'll save an additional 180. You'll save an additional 180 calories and 8 grams of fat.
Why even go there?
I know. No gravy, no biscuit. I mean, what are we talking about
Why?
Here?
Why even eat?
And you got a skinless chicken breast.
No. See, those are the kinds of things. It's like, why would you go to KFC then?
Right.
Why go to Popeyes for a grilled chicken? Just go somewhere else.
Yeah, go someplace else. But again, this is one of the. Maybe you're with someone who's like, hey man, we're going to KFC. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go to KFC. Well, we're going. Too bad. You're with us. I'm driving. So we're going to KFC. So you got to order something. We require that you order something from KFC. All right. The In-N-Out Burger. I can't imagine anything at In-N-Out Burger that's healthy. They don't have In-N-Out here in Chicago, right? Dan, did we talk about this in the past?
No, they are very high or very big on like maintaining high quality. So like, there's only I think 3 franchises nationwide, and they utterly refuse to move out.
I mean,
east.
I had it in California.
Yeah, because of the fact they can't guarantee like the supply line, like the butchers that they get the meat from.
I see.
They're very, so like, they can't guarantee the quality here or New York or on the East Coast, so they don't.
Do you know that there's an East Coast West Coast burger feud?
Is it Shake Shack?
It's Shake Shack. Exactly right. It's like the Biggie and Tupac
okay.
Feud. So it's East Coast West Coast, and Sugar Shack, Shake Shack is the East Coast. They love, you know, they think that that's the greatest burger of all time, and anybody on the West Coast goes with In-N-Out.
I think the farthest In-N-Out goes, I want to say Colorado?
That sounds about right.
I think I looked it up once. I wanted to see how far.
Yeah.
And I think that's as far as it went.
Here's what you can get at In-N-Out that's healthy. The protein-style burger. Oh, that sounds tasty. When you put the word protein in the description of a fast food item, you're like, no, okay. The menu at In-N-Out is simple. To save the most calories and fat, go easy on the cheese, hold the mayo, and instead top your single patty burger with ketchup, mustard, and any vegetable you can find. Save 150 calories and go low carb by ordering protein style, and that's a burger wrapped in a lettuce leaf rather than the bun. That's what you were talking about earlier, Esmeralda.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So they call that a protein style.
You really don't miss the bun.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, they have some in Texas.
They have In-N-Outs in Texas?
Yeah. In a little tiny section.
Little tiny section of Texas, you can get your protein style burger, mm-hmm. which is a single patty with a little ketchup and mustard on it and wrapped in a lettuce. All right. Now get this. McDonald's, Esmeralda. They say chicken McNuggets. How?
Well, those salads are just horrendous.
Yeah, the salads. You know, you think you're eating healthy when you go, oh, I'm going to get a salad. McDonald's breakfast is classic, but classically fattening, too. Choose Canadian bacon or ham and skip high-fat meats like bacon and sausage. You're relatively safe with an egg white delight McMuffin at 250 calories. If opting for a sandwich, choosing an artisan grilled chicken classic over the classic Big Mac saves you 180 calories and 23 grams of fat while adding 8 grams of protein. However, if you still want the burger experience, a plain one is 250 calories with a plain burger. It's 250 calories with 8 grams of fat. And if you're hungry for a little nostalgia, a 6-piece chicken McNugget set is 190 calories, 12 grams of fat. And then in parentheses, it says, not counting the sauces. So just eat your chicken McNuggets. Have 6 McNuggets with no sauce.
They're not even that good.
Chicken McNuggets?
Yeah, I've been very disappointed lately.
I haven't had
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I haven't had chicken McNuggets in. They were a new item when I was working at Jewel.
Yeah,
they brought them in, and everybody was like, "Oh, these are the greatest things ever!" Because when the chicken McNuggets came out, I think they debuted in '82,
mm-hmm.
and I'd been working there for about 6 months at that point when they debuted, and everybody was very excited, and they were selling like crazy. And they're still popular, like in the kids meal.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Wendy's, those chicken nuggets are so good.
Yeah, those are good too. The Wendy's chicken nuggets are good. Okay. Again, I haven't had any of this stuff in a long time. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up after this, and I'll give you more facts about sort of healthy stuff that you can eat fast food, as long as you don't have any condiments and everything is plain and you wrap it in lettuce. That's what you got to do. Everything. All right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, all the regular features will be coming up straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies. You big dummy. And Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. So get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. For talk and text, if you'd like to jump in here at all. What do you opt for if you go to fast food and you try to be healthy? What do you usually opt for? Give us a call or a text if you got a comment on that. 312-981-7200. So we just found out you can go with the classic chicken McNuggets, 6-piece chicken McNuggets, no sauce. At McDonald's. Now, Panera. You get to Panera often, Esmeralda?
Not too often, but I feel like you can find pretty healthy choices there.
Yeah, you would think. But here's what they say. They say smoked turkey breast on country bread. Smoked turkey breast on country bread. Panera might seem healthy, but those huge sandwiches can pack quite a calorie punch. Opt for a smoked turkey breast on country bread sandwich, which is 430 calories. If your sandwich comes with the high-calorie focaccia, don't be afraid to ask for whole grain bread instead. You'll cut some major calories. Two of the broth bowls, the Thai Garden Chicken Wonton, is 290 calories, 6 grams of fat, and the lentil bowl with cage-free egg is 350 calories, 11 grams of fat, while both filling and more scale-friendly. A solid choice for a side would be a cup of low-fat broth-based soups such as garden vegetable with pesto, chicken noodle, or vegetarian black bean. So, yeah, I haven't been to Panera in a really long time. It's been a while. There used to be one right... Dan, wasn't there one like pretty much right across the street from the Trib?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like right across... Well, not right across the street. Down
right.
On the other, across the street, down the block north, I think.
Right.
That was a Panera Bread. I used to go there when I worked on Saturday, whenever I worked on Saturday evenings.
Oh, I was going to say there's a Corner Bakery over there.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm sorry. It's not Panera. It's Corner Bakery.
Same
that's what
thing.
It is. I know.
Yeah. You know what? I think there was one just off of Rush.
Off of Rush?
Off of Rush. Mm. Right over Rush and Grand, like right in that area.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I was thinking of Corner Bakery, though. That was the one that I was thinking of, because that's the one on Michigan right across the street from our old home at the Trib. So, all right. How about Sbarro? Here's what you can get at Sbarro, the healthiest choice that you can have at Sbarro.
A piece of bread.
It's the thin crust veggie pizza. That's your best bet, Sbarro. The stromboli stuffed with sausage, pepperoni, and two cheeses sounds like it might hit the spot. But do you really want that stuff sitting in your stomach as you cross from state to state? Yes, I do. instead, choose a healthier option such as a side salad, along with a slice of thin crust pizza topped with vegetables and tomato sauce. When looking to save calories, your best bet is to avoid pan and stuffed pizzas and opt for thin or hand-tossed crusts. Choose toppings of veggies over high-fat meats and tomato sauce base over cheese and olive oil bases. Well, that just sounds like logic to me. You can do that at any pizza place. It doesn't necessarily have to be at Sbarro's. I want thin crust veggie pizza. Starbucks. Now, Starbucks is another place that has evolved. I mean, I don't go to Starbucks because I don't drink coffee, and if I did, I wouldn't want to pay $6 for a cup. But they have also, like Dunkin' Donuts, have evolved. They've got sandwiches now. They've got food at Starbucks. Isn't that right? They have food at Starbucks. You can get like sandwiches and breakfast and stuff. Well, here's what they say. Here's what they say to get at Starbucks. This is what they say, Esmeralda. Listen to this. Go to Starbucks, have a brewed coffee with non-fat milk. Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
That's it?
That's what it says. A plain brewed coffee with a splash of non-fat milk offers less than 30 calories, and the skinny lattes are another good choice. In general, when ordering at this coffee shop, choose non-fat or skinny drinks and hold the whip and flavored syrups. Well, there's no fun in that. Right? What do they call it? They got the Frappuccino. Are there new ones now? The Lippuccino and the Smackuccino? What the? Now, don't they have like a Unicornuccino? Isn't that like a thing? Dan, do you know that they like?
Yeah, it's that limited time only on that Unicorn. I don't think it's available anymore now, but yeah, there's always something. I can attest for the sandwiches, though. They have a warm turkey sandwich on English muffin and an egg, and it's absolutely awesome.
It's good.
I don't, you know, as we've discussed, I don't drink coffee, but Eileen does, and so I would get that, and they have a chocolate smoothie. They actually just discontinued it a couple weeks ago, but that would be my go-to order there, this very good chocolate smoothie, and then this
and the turkey egg on an English muffin.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All they recommend is brewed coffee with non-fat milk here. That's it.
I mean, all that other stuff, the fancy stuff, it's a milkshake.
Yeah. There's no question about it. Yeah, no question about it. How about this one? Subway. You can eat healthy at Subway if you get just nothing. Like, don't put anything on it. Don't put any mayonnaise. Don't put anything on it. So, let's see. How about this? Subway, you can get the 6-inch turkey breast sandwich. Here's what we're learning, Esmeralda, that I guess you can eat turkey and it's healthy. That's the way to go. If you're going to go to a sandwich place, get the turkey. That seemingly innocent sub can do just as much damage to your diet. Pepperoni, salami, and bologna all pack a calorie punch because of their high fat content. Far more protein without the fat. Choose lean ham, turkey, or roast beef to fill the bun to the brim and fill the bun to the brim with veggies. Choose whole grain bread, lose the mayo. A 6-inch turkey sub is 280 calories, 30 grams of fat, and the Black Forest ham is 290 with 40 grams of fat. Taco Bell. Oh, yeah, you can get a lot of healthy stuff at Taco Bell, can't you?
Is there even anything green?
Lettuce.
It's all brown and beige. Yellow.
You can get the Fresno soft tacos, they say. If you want a burrito, go for the Chipotle chicken loader burrito at 340. Wait a minute. Did I just skip a page here? Oh, no. Okay. Go to the Chipotle chicken loader burrito at 340 calories, 16 grams of fat, or hit the Fresco menu and get two Fresco soft tacos for a total of 240 calories, choosing either shredded chicken or beef. Save even more calories by holding the sour cream and cheese. Instead, add extra lettuce and salsa. You got to have cheese and sour cream. Tim Hortons. Now, we don't have those here because we're not Canada. The only time I ever see ads for Tim Hortons, Esmeralda, is when I'm watching the NHL and it's in a Canadian city. That's in the stadiums. You know what I mean? You know how they have the advertisers on the boards? It's the only time I ever see it. I know they have some Tim Hortons here in America, but they're very, very popular in Canada. They say the Greek yogurt parfait is the way to go. Opt for a Greek yogurt parfait at 250 calories or oatmeal with berries at 210 calories. For a breakfast sandwich, go for the English muffin with egg whites, steak, and cheese at 270 calories, but lots of grams of fat. For lunch, opt out on low-fat soup like hearty vegetable. And they have lean paninis on their menu, too. Esmeralda, there you go, a lean panini. You were talking about how much you enjoy paninis, but you would rather have them lean. Because you were saying that if paninis are stuffed, it's ridiculous. So, how about Wendy's? Now, I know you enjoy Wendy's.
Wendy's has a plethora. They got the chili.
That's exactly what they said here.
Salads.
Exactly what they said. They said the rich and meaty chili. A large offers 250 calories and just 7 grams of fat, includes 5 grams of fiber and 23 grams of protein. Need a potato fix? Get a baked potato with sour cream and chives at 310 calories, whereas a medium fries contain 420 calories. Instead of getting the three-quarter pound triple with cheese at 1,100 calories and 72 grams of fat, a junior cheeseburger has 280 calories, or you can get the grilled chicken wrap at 270 calories. So there you go. And then finally, Chipotle, the burrito bowl with no rice. So, yeah, there you get a burrito bowl, no rice. That's what you get at Chipotle. I hope we've helped you out, because, you know, when I think fast food, I think healthy options.